This Christian podcast is designed to help us walk a stronger Christian life in today's troubled world. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back once again to God's Amazing Grace. And of course, you know who I am, Sean. I'm your host. How many of you missed me? Did you realize that I was gone? I took a two-week hiatus, so to speak, just to kind of, because things are hectic at work, things going on in the family and in our mine and my wife's life right now that just have been very stressful. So I decided to take a hiatus from podcasting for a couple weeks. And all I thought about was, I really need to get a podcast out. I really need to get a podcast out. But I did take a two-week hiatus, and I still think I really need to get a podcast out. So here I am, back at it, back from my hiatus, feeling refreshed. Yes, there's still a lot of stress that's going on with things that are in mine and my wife's life right now that are kind of hitting us hard. But we'll get over it with God's help. So thank you for your patience. Thank you for listening to my other podcasts that are out there. I know we've really jumped up there. We're close to 5,000 listens. And if I do the math, it's about actual 3 months worth of work. So 3 to 4 months, somewhere around in there, worth of work, because there was a lot of times at the beginning that I did a podcast, skipped a few weeks, did another podcast, skipped a few weeks until I decided to go once a week. I would like to do this full time every day, but right now I can't do that because I'm at that stage where most podcasters will tell you that people won't monetize you until you're over 10,000 listens or subscribers or whatever you want to call it. And we're getting there. I do have a sponsor in Anchor, which every episode I play, every listen that I get, they do give me some money. I think at this point it's like $31. So that helps a little bit. I mean, I've still got a lot more money into this with my mic stand, my website, which hopefully you guys are checking out and going into the store. I'm going to add more to the store. It's just a matter of finding the time and making the designs, because you order, you go into the store, you order them, they are directly shipped to you. The first few orders might take a little bit longer, but they are directly shipped to you. So it does not have to come from my place, my home, but it comes directly from, we do it through Teesprings. And from what everybody told me, they are a great place to go to. So, but we are a viewer-sponsored podcast. And what that means is we rely right now solely on support from you, the viewers. So if you're out there and God calls you to give, then give. There's a place in my website where you can go into to where it says we take donations or so. I can't remember. There's a Ko-fi and then there's one other place that's on the website. So if you feel like doing that, do it. But that, if you don't, I'm not going to stop giving these podcasts out, because eventually when I get that 10,000 number mark, which the way it's going right now shouldn't take that long. We're up over, I think I said 4,600, I should say. That sounds a little better. It's close to 4,700 and it's growing every day. I mean, here lately, it's been 100 a day, 100 listens a day, which is awesome. You know, I've been working on social media, doing things with social media like Instagram and Twitter and a little bit of Facebook. I do have a Facebook group called God's Amazing Grace Podcast Group, which eventually I'm going to change the name, but it's still going to be God's Amazing Grace, but I'm going to shorten it like GAGP or something like that, you know, and just have GAGAP, God's Amazing Grace Podcast, or, you know, something like that. You know, if you guys got any suggestions out there, just give them to me. And I want to keep God's Amazing Grace, because if you think about it, His grace is amazing. It's sufficient, you know. So I want to keep that and let everybody know that if they come to Jesus, they can rely on His grace. So if you feel like it and desire to do it, then go ahead and buy a product or donate. And what I eventually want to do, like I said, is when you buy these products, I want to take some of those earnings and turn them around and donate them to charities, organizations. I have constantly on Twitter and Instagram, I've got these orphanages in Africa that are constantly, I mean, I've got them in Pakistan that are constantly asking for help. And I want to be able to do that help. So with your help, we can reach out and touch them also. So keep that in mind. And let's help save the world. Even if it's one person at a time, let's save the world. So I had a trivia question a while back. I don't know if you guys remember. I think it was something about, what book of the Bible was Jesus directly write, or something like that. And I had a couple of winners, and I picked one for the book of Tyler D. Smith's. Sorry about that. Searching for Seven, The Journey of Searching for God 7 Days a Week. And the winner I sent the book to, she told me she received it. I think it was a week ago or so now since I've been gone. And her name was Tamara Wright. She does a podcast also. Offhand, I cannot remember the name of the podcast. I'm sorry, Tamara, if you're listening. But I cannot remember the name of the podcast. And hopefully she will enjoy this book. It's a good read. It helps you have your devotions. You're going to hear some more from her. I had people send me their testimonies. She was one of them that sent me one. I mean, I didn't have to ask her a couple times. She sent it right away. I know it's one of her testimonies that how God has touched her. I will be reading that. I've got a few more after that. I think I might change it around a little bit since I do these hour-long podcasts. I might decide at the beginning of the podcast to read someone's testimony. You know, maybe a couple testimonies. I also got a book from a friend of mine that I went to school with down in Georgia. He lives in Mississippi, and his church has a they made a book of testimonies, and there's quite a few testimonies in there. He sent me a copy of it, and I'm going to read that, you know, some of the testimonies off of there you know, just, I feel people can be touched through other people's testimonies. I believe that also those testimonies that those people give will touch that person because they are sharing from their heart. And knowing that it is touching people will touch them also. So if you're still out there and you want to send a testimony, it's still available. Look up God's Amazing Grace Podcast at Outlook.com. Send me an email. Send me your testimony. I put it on social media. I found a new site where I was in contact with a guy on there, and he was having the same problem with people. You know, you ask for testimonies, and people don't want to share them. Is it because we're too busy? You know, if we're too busy to share a testimony, then we're too busy to talk to God. We need to take time out. It's not just about us. It's about everybody. So send in your testimony. That's God's Amazing Grace Podcast at Outlook.com. If you can't find it, go into my website and it should be in there. Also, if you go in there, leave your email address because we're going to start sending out updates, you know, of what's going to happen in the future of the podcast. I've said this before and other things like that. Put your email in there. Click on the lines at the upper right-hand corner as you're looking at your screen and scroll down and see what's available. You know, there's a store in there. I've talked about that already. There's a blog spot in there where you can go in and read some blogs that they're not the greatest blogs right now, but that's just because I haven't had a whole lot of time to really dig into the blogs, and I was doing those on my phone. Oh, it's a pain to do it on your phone, but go in there and check it out and let me know what you think. You know, if you got something you want to put on there, send it to me. I'll put it in as a blog. I'll put it in my blog. Just let me know. You know, how many of you remember those challenges out there that I threw out? I had a 30-day challenge. You know, that's a smile challenge that I called it, but you know, it's kind of like putting joy in your life and other people's lives too. You know, when people are having down and having a hard day, that you share a smile with them. If you're having a hard day, smile. Driving down the road, smile. How many of you out there took that 30-day challenge? How many of you out there had a hard time doing that 30-day challenge? Oh, tell me, it was a hard time. You know, especially when you're out there driving on the road and you get these people that drive like maniacs and, you know what I mean. But let me know about that also, you know. Send me a message. Tell me, you know, if you see me on Facebook, drop a link in that Facebook page. Join up to the God's Amazing Grace podcast group on Facebook. Share whatever your heart desires to share on that group. So, and then we had the Pay It Forward. I know a lot of people out there have heard about this before and have done it. How many of you have had that chance to pay it forward? You know, pay it forward doesn't necessarily have to be anything monetary-wise. Maybe you got somebody at church that's, you know, their husband and wife that are struggling, or a single mom or single dad that are struggling and just need a break. offer to babysit their kids. That's paying it forward. And then when you pay it forward, tell that person you don't want anything in return, but for them to pay it forward. Think about what that would do to this world. The hatred that's going on. I've talked about it before, you know, because this election that's coming on, which I won't get into. I'm not going to discuss politics, but just remember, if you live in America, election day is November 3rd. Go out and vote. If you want to see a change, go out and vote. But that's all I'll say about politics. So, you know, I had a hard time trying to figure out what topic to get into. There are so many different topics. That's another thing. Send your topics. What you want to hear, what you want to talk about. Eventually, I hope, like I said, I hope to get to where you can do a call in or, you know, do a FaceTime guest appearance. So send in your topics. I mean, it does get hard, especially when you're working full time and you don't have enough time. By the time you get home, you're so wore out and tired. Yeah, there I go talking about not giving God enough time. But when we work all day, we come home, we eat. It's basically, a lot of times in the summer when I get home, it's 6, 7 o'clock. Yeah, there's plenty of daylight left. When you go in at 7, 7:30, and you get off at 6, 7 o'clock, and by the time you get home at 6, 7 o'clock, I should say, you're pretty tired, but always find time for God. You know, and I know if I talked about the politics and the hatred and BLM and Antifa and all this stuff that's going on out there right now, I know I would get a lot of listeners. But that's not what I am and who I am. I've said from the get-go, if I touch one soul through all these podcasts, one soul gets saved, then don't you think the job's well worth it? The podcast is well worth it? You know, think about that for a minute. That one soul, if I wasn't doing this podcast, and that one soul didn't hear this podcast and wasn't saved or touched or blessed through this podcast and never heard about Jesus from this podcast because it wasn't on, what do you think would happen? Would that person's blood be on your hands? That's like going out and God tells you to pray for this person. And you're saying, no, no, God, I don't want to do that. I don't want to pray for this person. And you don't pray for that person and they go out and get in a car accident and die. Maybe that's why God was telling you to pray for that person. You know, just sit back and think about it for a second. How many lives can you touch? If you touch that one life, it's worth it. the first time I heard from Colombia, and I think there was a few other places that I heard from, saying how they were touched by this podcast. My heart leaped for joy. I felt like I was on cloud nine. Imagine if each and every one of you obeyed God's commandments. And when God tells you to pray for somebody, to help somebody, to pay it forward, just think of that joy that you're going to feel. It's beautiful to feel that joy. You know, I've fought God for so many years. I was miserable. When I was supposed to be serving God, I was playing the game. And I know a lot of my friends knew this. And we've kind of lost in touch with each other. And I think they knew that I was playing games with God. And they stepped aside and allowed God to work on me. Yeah, it took me a long time. I think I got out of school in 87 until recently. Figure that one out. 87 to 2007, that's 30 years. Think of all the waste, all the lives that could be been touched. I guess in a way, this is kind of my testimony. It's not a full testimony. And I struggle every day. I know a lot of people out there struggle every day. It's hard. Nobody said being a Christian was going to be easy. It's hard. It's hard. It's a hard. But in the end, when you hear God say, "Well done, and thou good and faithful servant," don't you think that's going to make up for everything? When God hands you the keys to the mansion that he built personally for you, think about that. You know, we live in these nice houses, 3-bedroom, 2-bath houses that are just, you know, beautiful on the inside. Think of that house that God's going to build for you. The streets of gold that you're going to be able to walk on. Those pearl gates that you're going to walk through. I'd like to have a big pearl like that right now. I'd like to have streets of gold right now. But money's not everything. So think about it. Next time you see somebody and you feel that tugging of your heart and you hear God saying, or the Holy Spirit saying to you, go and talk to them. Pray for them. Give them your last $10 and I will bless you 100-fold. If you give somebody your last $10, God's going to turn around and somebody's going to bless you even more. God's going to bless you even more. But God, that's all the money I have. I got to make it back and forth to work. You know, there was times that I was that way. I struggled. I didn't have no money. And I worried about going back and forth to work. God always supplied the needs. He always took care of us. So when you get a chance, and you will, because there's always people out there hurting. Always. Pay it forward. Instead of asking and wanting anything in return, tell them to pay it forward. But anyway, that's enough of that. And, you know, that's kind of what's going on right now. So what we're going to do in the future for this podcast, I will be putting it on my website and sending all those who sign up for their email, you know, an update on what's going on and everything, like I said. So let's do that. Don't forget my website link is www.godamazinggrace.com. God Amazing Grace. That's www.godamazinggrace.com. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And also in the future, and within the next few podcasts, I'm going to say a special word, and I will be giving away a $25 gift certificate or gift card, or if you're from another country, I will be giving you sending you a $25 credit card, so to speak, prepaid credit card. We'll figure something out and we'll help you out that way. So I'll let you know what time and when the podcast is going to come air, and we will get going from there. So right now we're going to take a break. We're going to go get us another cup of coffee and do what we got to do. And when I come back, we'll start talking a little bit about this episode. So come on back in a few minutes. Hey, this is Sean, and I'm going to give a shout out to a new organization I found on the internet called One Good Word. It's a unique and interactive project created by a homeless man to bring a message of true hope to America that begins with a single question. So if you want to hear a little bit more about him, go out and check www.onegoodword.com. Check him out. I did.
Welcome back. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.
Hey guys, welcome back. I hope you had time to do what you had to do for your break and stuff. And I think, so, you know, I did. But what I'm going to do during these breaks for a little while is I'm going to find in my Twitter accounts and my Instagram and whatever, I'm going to give shout out to these Christian business people, business owners. You know, give them a shout. Just give them a quick shout out. You know, I think Christians helping Christians goes both ways, you know. So when I go to those breaks, I'm going to come back and we're going to, you know, give a shout out during that time. and then we'll come back and get back into the episode. So look forward to listening to that, so you know who your Christian businesses are, so maybe you can order stuff from them, or you know, go online, check them out, and maybe you'll like some of their stuff and order some of their stuff. So let's do that. So after the segment, when we go on break from now on, I will put a segment in there of giving a shout out to a business. But anyway, I was going to do a topic on Mark 16, verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And during the break, for some reason, I kind of thought, you know, maybe God was pulling me in a different direction. Maybe he wanted me to read a couple of these testimonies for you guys to hear. And so I decided, let's give some testimonies. This one, if you remember at the beginning of the show, I talked about Tamara, who did win a book, Searching for Seven by Tyler D. Smith. But this is one of her testimonies. She says, here's one testimony that I have. She said, last year, I was a mess. Had a tumor attached to my uterus, and it wasn't causing any pain, but it was growing. The size of a newborn baby's head, that's the size it was. When she goes on to say, I had low white and red blood count, internal bleeding, could have cancer. She said, I was so overwhelmed that I started to be someone else. How many people out there can relate to that? Being so overwhelmed that you are angry, scared, confused. Well, that's what she was getting. She said, due to things, but that wasn't me. Treating people who loved me badly by being disrespectful in how I talked and acted towards them. I was carrying a load that I wasn't meant to carry. At this time, I knew Jesus, but I didn't know Jesus. She said, for months, I was walking around crying and very emotional. And in December, she decided to go back to church. She went to a friend's church, and the song that was playing was Build My Life. She said, I started praising like never before, gave everything that I was carrying to God, and let him carry the load. She's saying, I'm not going to say at times I wasn't scared, but I would remind myself, God's got this. So this year, about a week before I had to get surgery to remove the tumor, I had to get a bone marrow biopsy to see if I had cancer. Guess what? No cancer. So that's one praise to God. So many emotions that I had, it wasn't over yet, but I was ready for the last part of this fight. She had to get a total hysterectomy, and the tumor had no cancer. The test was over, I had to trust the journey and let go of all the things that I was holding on to. We carry loads and burdens that we are not meant to carry. And she goes on to say, give them to God and watch Him work it out for your good and His good. All she says, all I can say now is Jesus come. Through my trial, I wrote a song called Jesus Come. You know, there's somebody out there that's pretty much in that same predicament. Are you going to do what she did? Are you going to give it all to God to let Him carry the load? Because that load gets awfully heavy. Give it to God. Go to church. It don't necessarily have to be the church. Get in a room by yourself. Turn the radio on and start praising God. And watch miracles happen. That's one of the testimonies. I've got another one I'm going to get for you. It's from a testimony I got offline. They sent me. And her name is Karina Alanis. I think that's how you... If I didn't say that right, Karina, I'm sorry. But she says, hello. I want to share my testimony. The Lord changed my life about 13 years ago. He saved me from the world and its lies and false promises. For happiness, which are empty shells of prosperity. How many have been in that boat too? I was introduced to the Lord because of my sister, whom was lost in drugs and got radically transformed by the Lord. Before the miracle, I had already realized I needed Him. He is the greatest gift of my life. Because of the Lord, my relationship with a non-believer has flourished beautifully as I committed my life and troubles to the Lord. He has taught me how to love and parent as I should. She says, I know I'm not where I should be, but I am growing leaps and strides in coming to know Him. I have great peace in Him and have never trusted Him as much as I do now. The great news is that there is more. There will always be more in Him. Hungering after the Lord has never seemed possible to me, being so caught up in the flesh. But now I see it is so possible. Seeing how beautiful He is and how awesome it is to hear His voice. He is my Redeemer, my Healer, my Redeemer. Well, Karina, welcome into the kingdom of God. Continue to pray, seek Him, continue to grow and give yourself completely to Him. You know, there's somebody out there that may be in that same boat, looking for everything of this world that the world has to offer. It only lasts for a season. Pleasure lasts for a season. When that season's over with, what are you gonna fall into? Where are you gonna go? seek God. And you don't have to worry about a season of pleasure, because God will give you a lifetime of pleasure. Nobody says it's an easy road, but with God, all things are possible. Think about her sister, Karina's sister, who was lost into drugs. The way she makes it sound is she was so far gone that there was no coming back. Look what Jesus did. He radically saved her life. Anyone that's out there listening, if you need that same touch, that same change, she says radically. You know, I look up the word radically. Let's look that up. Radically.
Here's the definition of radically: in a thorough or fundamental way, completely.
So there you got it. You heard that directly from Google. In a thorough or fundamental way, completely changed her life around. You know, I've heard people talk about when God took them out of alcoholism and drugs, he took that taste completely away, to where just the smell of alcohol would turn them and make them sick. You know, the devil's going to fight you. Well, he's going to fight you, and he's going to fight you hard. Trust me on that one. But as long as he's fighting you, you know you're doing what God wants you to do. The minute you stop doing what God wants you to do and where God wants you to be, he's not going to worry anymore, because he's got you. You know, those of you out there that are having problems with sexual thoughts, I guess if you want to say porn, God can take those desires away from you. And if you're married, he can help you fall deeper and deeper in love with your wife or your husband all over again. The biggest thing is, don't give up on God, because God won't give up on you. You know, there's a lot of people out there that know about God, have gone to church in their lifetime, but now they're doing their own thing. You know, kind of like Karina. Karina knew about God, but she was more into the pleasures of the world than she was of God. We all get that way. Pleasures of the world are nice for a season, like I said. They are nice. But then it's time to grow up. Even when you're in those pleasures and doing those things of the world, you still feel empty. That's the way it sounded for Karina. She still felt empty. And when her sister got a hold of God, it got a hold of her as well. It's a daily process. It's a daily thing to grow. You know, you're kind of like a baby when you first start out. I believe I said this before on one of my podcasts. When you first start on God, you're a baby. You're a babe in Christ, what they used to call it. And as you feed yourself, you grow stronger and stronger and stronger. No weapon formed against you will prosper. We have a chance right now of changing the world. You know, they say in the end times there's going to be a great awakening, a revival that no one's ever seen before. And I really believe that it's about to begin. We are about to explode. This revival is coming. But I will warn you, no matter which way this election goes in America, Christians will be persecuted. So my advice to you that's listening, and to everybody else that's out there that you share this with, prepare yourself for a battle. I've got other testimonies. I think that's what I'm going to do. Instead of reading them all in one episode, I'm going to read you a couple of them at a time. And I'm going to give you testimonies of a lot of people. And if you want your testimony to be heard, send me that email at godsamazinggracepodcast@outlook.com. And we will air it for you. Don't be a slacker. Send it today. Remember one thing. Your testimony can change a life. If you're out there right now and you don't know Jesus, ask him into your life. It's simple. Simple. Say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I want to repent of my sins. I want you to be Lord of my life. Come into my heart. I will confess that you are my Lord and my Savior. If you do hear this and you've made a commitment to ask Jesus into your heart and into your lives, go out and tell somebody. I've told you time and time again, that's what this podcast is about. If you haven't heard it once, you've heard it more than once. I try to have like an altar call. I'm sure altar calls I've heard on, the, I heard it was on the radio, I think today, that altar calls are down because of this pandemic. You know what that means? Less people are being saved. Unless we're out there in the world doing what God wants us to do, to go out into the world and preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, we're on this podcast, we are on over 50 countries right now. We're going into over, that's counting the U.S. and India, Germany, Colombia, and Romania, and many more. We are being heard in these countries. England. Another radio station, Eternity Ready Radio, if you can find it on the internet. Look it up, EternityReadyRadio.com. And we are on there Thursday nights from 6 to 7. And we're reaching over 20 countries there. You know, Jeremiah Ferris, who gave me his testimony, which I'm going to read also, is doing a great work for God right now in that radio station. He's got a TV station there and a few other things. He's doing a great work there. Check it out if you can. We're in over 20 countries there, like I said. And it's growing. It's growing leaps and bounds. He's a very busy person right now. I'm going to have him on the podcast to talk a little bit more about the radio station and stuff and talk about how God, once we read his, it's a long testimony, but it's well worth reading and listening to. So be prepared to listen for that. Go out into the world and preach and teach the gospel to every creature. Once we do that, he does say, then I will come. You can take that how you want to take it, but to me, if once every creature hears the gospel, he's going to come. He's that fair, gives us that much of a chance to go into all the world. The internet. Just think about it. The internet has reached so many people in this world. How much more can we reach? You know, people say, come, Jesus, come. Like Tamara was saying, come, Jesus. Jesus, come. Spread the gospel. Teach the word until it hits everybody. Go into all the world and preach. Teach the gospel to every creature. Let us know if you rededicated your life to Jesus, repented of your sins, confessed him as your Savior. Let us know. And I will play. If you go in and message me on the microphone, either on the website or on the Anchor app, I will play you on the air. Ask some of the people that have done that to me. I played them on the air so that people can hear. That's a testimony. Don't forget to send your emails. Go into the website and drop your emails there so I can send you updates. Once we get this going, we build a stronger email format, we will start sending out emails. Check out the blogs. If you want to send a blog, send me a blog and I will put it on my blog spot. Don't forget, once again, you know, I hate asking, but we are a viewer sponsored podcast. So if you feel that God is leading you to give, then give. So we can make this podcast grow and grow and grow. www.godamazinggrace.com is the website. Email address is godsamazinggracepodcast outlook.com. And if you want to go into the Facebook group and join Facebook group, that's God's Amazing Podcast Group on Facebook. Share what you've got to share. And if it's good and you want us to put it on the air, we'll put it on the air. Remember to keep Jesus first in everything you do. Seek him daily. Talk to him. When they say pray, to me it means to talk. But I'm not a good talker. It doesn't matter. God knows what you want before you ever even ask. He just wants to hear you ask. Don't become selfish and ask for everything, because it don't work that way. But keep us in your prayers, and we will keep you in your prayers. Like I said, there's a lot of new things coming and a lot of things going on. But remember to seek him in everything you do. Until next time, I will see you. Have a blessed week, blessed day, and may God bless you. See ya.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Apple, Google, Spotify, SND, many more. See you next time. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.